Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're diving into something that I know so many people are searching for right now. Remote jobs that don't require any experience. Like we're talking about real opportunities where you can work from home, make decent money, and they'll actually train you. And speaking of real opportunities, you definitely need to check out jobtacular.com. We'll put that link in the description because they've got some incredible listings right now.
Oh my God, yes, this topic is so timely because remote work has completely exploded. But here's the frustrating part. Everyone says entry level, but then they want 3 years of experience. It's like, how do you get experience if no one will hire you without experience, right?
Exactly. It's this catch-22 that drives people crazy. But here's the thing. There are legitimate companies out there hiring people with zero experience for remote work. You just got to know where to look and what red flags to avoid.
Right? And let's be real about something. A lot of people are skeptical about remote jobs because there are so many scams out there. Like if someone's asking you to pay for training or wants your social security number before you've even had an interview, that's a huge red flag.
Oh, don't even get me started on those scams. But when you find legitimate opportunities, like the ones you'll see on jobtacular.com, they're life-changing. We're talking about real companies that provide actual training and pay competitive wages.
And speaking of competitive wages, let's talk numbers because I think people underestimate what you can actually make in entry-level remote work. Some of these chat specialist positions are paying $25 to $35 an hour.
Are you serious? That's incredible. Like, that's more than a lot of people make in traditional office jobs, and you get to work from home. That sounds almost too good to be true.
I know, right? But it's totally legitimate. These companies need people to handle customer service via chat, and they're willing to pay well because good communication skills are actually pretty valuable. And here's the best part. They provide full training.
That's amazing. So what exactly does a chat specialist do? Because I'm imagining people might think it's just casual texting, but there's probably more to it than that.
Great question. So chat specialists basically handle customer support through live chat systems. You're helping people track orders, resolve billing issues, process returns, maybe reset passwords, stuff like that. It requires good written communication and problem-solving skills, but nothing you can't learn.
And the fact that it's all written communication is huge for some people. Like if you're not comfortable with phone calls or you live in a noisy environment, chat-based work is perfect. You can focus on helping customers without worrying about background noise or phone anxiety.
Exactly. And you know what I love about these positions? They usually offer flexible schedules. So if you're a night owl or you need to work around other commitments, you can often find shifts that work for your lifestyle.
That's such a game changer for people. And hey, if you're getting excited about these opportunities, definitely head over to jobtacular.com because they've got some detailed listings that break down exactly what these jobs involve and how to apply.
Yes, and let's talk about the application process because I think people get intimidated by applying for remote work, but a lot of these entry-level positions have really straightforward applications. Some don't even require resumes or cover letters.
Really? That removes so many barriers for people. Because let's be honest, if you're looking for your first remote job, you might not have a traditional resume that showcases remote work experience.
Exactly. These companies understand that they're hiring people who are new to remote work. So they're looking for potential and willingness to learn rather than extensive experience. They want people who can communicate clearly, solve problems, and be reliable.
And speaking of being reliable, let's talk about what you actually need to succeed in these roles. Obviously, you need a computer and reliable internet, but what else should people know?
Good question. Most of these positions require a quiet workspace where you can focus, which makes sense since you're handling customer issues. You need to be able to type reasonably well, and you should be comfortable learning new software platforms. But that's about it for the technical requirements.
That's so accessible. And I imagine the training really sets people up for success. Like, they're not just throwing you into the deep end and hoping you figure it out.
Absolutely. The legitimate companies provide comprehensive training that covers everything: how to use their chat systems, company policies, how to handle different types of customer issues, escalation procedures. By the time you start taking actual customer chats, you feel prepared.
That sounds like such a solid foundation. And I bet the skills you learn transfer to other opportunities too, right? Like, if you master customer service and communication in one role, that opens doors elsewhere.
Oh, totally. Customer service experience is valuable everywhere, and remote work experience is becoming increasingly important on resumes. Plus, a lot of these companies offer advancement opportunities. You could move into training roles, quality assurance, or even management positions.
That's exciting. So this isn't just a dead-end job. It's potentially the start of a whole career path. And the fact that you can do it all from home makes it even more appealing.
Right? And let's address something that might be on people's minds. Working from home can feel isolating sometimes, but most of these companies have really good team communication and support systems. You're not just sitting alone in your room, you're part of a team.
That's such an important point. And imagine having that team support is crucial when you're learning the ropes. Like, if you encounter a tricky customer situation, you're not on your own trying to figure it out.
Exactly. Most companies have escalation procedures where you can get help from supervisors or more experienced team members. They want you to succeed, so they provide the support you need to handle challenging situations.
And let's talk about the variety of work, because I imagine every day is different when you're dealing with customer issues. It's probably not monotonous like some people might think.
Oh, definitely. One minute, you might be helping someone track a package. The next, you're troubleshooting an account issue. Then you're processing a return. The variety keeps it interesting, and you're constantly learning new things about problem solving and customer psychology.
That sounds way more engaging than I initially thought. And the fact that you're actually helping people solve real problems has to be satisfying. Like, you're making people's days better by resolving their issues.
Yes, there's definitely a satisfaction factor in being able to turn someone's frustrating day around by solving their problem quickly and professionally. It's not just data entry or mindless tasks. You're providing genuine value.
And speaking of value, let's circle back to the pay, because $25 to $35 an hour for entry-level remote work is pretty impressive. That could totally be someone's main income, not just side hustle money.
Absolutely. At $30 an hour working full-time, you're looking at around $62,000 a year, and that's before any performance bonuses or advancement opportunities. That's solid middle-class income for work you can do from your living room.
That's incredible. And you don't need a college degree for this? Because I know a lot of people feel locked out of good-paying jobs because they don't have degrees.
Nope, no degree required. These companies care about your communication skills, reliability, and willingness to learn. They're more interested in whether you can write clearly and solve problems than whether you have a diploma hanging on your wall.
That's so refreshing. And honestly, for people who've been working retail or food service, this could be a complete game changer. Going from minimum wage to $25 to $35 an hour working from home, that's life-changing money.
Totally. And the skills you develop in retail or customer-facing roles actually translate really well to chat support. You already understand customer service, you know how to handle difficult situations, and you've probably developed patience and communication skills.
That's such a good point. People underestimate how valuable their existing experience is. Like, even if you've never worked remotely, you probably have skills that these companies need.
Exactly. And here's something cool. Some of these positions offer evening and weekend shifts, which means you could potentially start this as a side hustle while transitioning out of your current job. Test the waters before making a full commitment.
Oh, that's smart. Like, you could keep your day job initially and do evening chat support to build up your remote work experience and savings. That takes a lot of the risk out of making the transition.
Right? And once you prove to yourself that you can succeed in remote work, you have the confidence to pursue it full time. Plus, having that experience makes you more attractive for other remote opportunities.
And let's be real about job security. Customer service isn't going anywhere. Companies will always need people to help their customers, and chat support is becoming more popular because it's efficient for both companies and customers.
That's such a good point. And as more business moves online, the demand for chat specialists is only going to grow. This isn't some trend that's going to disappear. It's the future of customer service.
So for someone listening who's thinking, this sounds great, but where do I actually find these opportunities? Because we mentioned that there are a lot of scams out there.
Definitely stick to legitimate job sites like JobTacular.com that vet their listings. They do the hard work of filtering out the scams so you can focus on real opportunities and never pay money for training or give personal information before you've even had an interview.
And hey, speaking of JobTacular.com, they've actually got a specific listing right now for a work-from-home chat specialist position that pays exactly what we've been talking about,
$25 to $35 an hour, no experience needed, full training provided. The link is in our description, so definitely check that out.
Yes, and what I love about that listing is how transparent it is about expectations, pay, and training. That's what you want to see in legitimate job postings. Clear information about what you'll be doing and what you'll earn.
Absolutely. None of this vague earn up to language or unrealistic promises. Just straightforward information about a real job opportunity that could change someone's financial situation.
And let's talk about the application process, because I think people get intimidated by applying for remote work, but a lot of these entry-level positions have really straightforward applications. Some don't even require resumes or cover letters.
Really? That removes so many barriers for people. Because let's be honest, if you're looking for your first remote job, you might not have a traditional resume that showcases remote work experience.
Exactly.